USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roe versus Wade could be changing in the United States. An illegally leaked draft by the Supreme Court on another abortion case in Mississippi was revealed by Politico. Things are getting heated near the Supreme Court in D.C. One pro-life woman speaks to WUSA 9.
It's the beginning to the end on the court documents, but we have to keep fighting because we know the Supreme Court is swayed by public opinion, and so we have to come out, mass mobilization of people power, to say that the reversal of Roe v. Wade is good, it will save lives, and that is good, and they should keep going forward with the majority opinion.
First Lady Jill Biden will travel to NATO countries Romania and Slovakia this week to show support for displaced Ukrainian families forced to flee Russia's invasion. Biden wraps her trip up on Monday, May 9th. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
If you worked at the same job for 84 years, chances are your resume fits on one page.
A 100-year-old Brazilian man has set a new Guinness World Record for working at the same company for the last 84 years and 9 days. The reference book company said in a statement last week that Walter Orthman, an employee with Renault View, was awarded the honor back in January. Orthman started working at the company in January 1938 as a shipping assistant. He told Guinness that he started to work for the company to provide for his family, which was struggling financially at the time. He noted that he was hired due to his proficiency in German. According to Guinness, Orthman was promoted by the company throughout the years from a shipping assistant to a sales associate before landing a managerial position in the sales department. Orthman just celebrated his centennial birthday last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thank you, Kenneth. And thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Governor Kristi Noem, the Republican from South Dakota, was on Fox News explaining what Republicans need to focus on going into the midterm elections in November.
You know, Republicans and conservatives need to focus on where we're going. What's our vision for the future? We all know that Joe Biden's a terrible president. We all know that he's wrecking this country and that we're against 99.9% of what he's doing to destroy our freedoms. But we need to talk about what we stand for as well and what we embrace, how special of a gift this country is and how we want to protect that for the next generation. So that's one thing that I hope we will focus on is the optimism. That we all need to really draw people to us and the message to give them the ability to vote for us to lead. We should be running on the Constitution. We should be running on a limited government, remembering that the power is with the people, and then informing folks on really what that means, that means that we don't make decisions for them that the government shouldn't be making, that we're going to empower them. We're going to keep taxes low, keep regulations low, give them opportunities to be successful.
Hundreds of households in the historic New Mexico city of Las Vegas were told to evacuate on Monday as fierce winds and drought pushed the largest active wildfire in the United States closer to town. The blazes burned more than 121,000 acres, tearing through centuries-old settlements and vacation homes about 30 miles northeast of Santa Fe. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.